Okay, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Dalet in Maseches Pesachim. If I'm not mistaken, it's the 326th daf in Shas. I convinced the young men to continue. Their original plan was to stop Daf Yomi at Maseches Erevin, so they're continuing on Be'ezras Hashem. Most of them are going into Shiva Ketana, high school, and so many of them think that they'll have to stop due to their other responsibilities in Amelus B'Torah, but at least maybe through the summer, Beis Hashem to stick through it. So let's begin Dav Dalad Amid Aleph on in Maseches Pesachim, right on the top. The Gemara here starts off with something interesting. Rav Bar Achua de Rav Bichia. Rav was the son of the brother of Rabbi Chia, and also Ubar Achta. He was also the son of his sister. How could that possibly be? So Rashi explains that what we're talking about is Evo. Evo was the father of Rav. Okay, who was the brother of Rabbi Chia. So Stam, you should know that one thing that should be clear is that Rav was the nephew of Rabbi Chia, Ha'imina Av, can we repair the Sanhedrin? As we learn in Sanhedrin, skipping a little bit of Rashi, V'ima, Shosa Ima Shal Rav, and the mother of Rav, was also Achoyse Shor Rabbi Chia, Ha'isa Min Ha'im. So from Rabbi Chia's mother, he was related as well, and that is from that his mother was the sister of Rabbi Chia from his mother. Either way, Rav Bar Achva de Rabbi Chia Bar Achte Kisalik Lahasam Amalei Aive Kayam. When Rav went to visit Rabbi Chia, they asked Rabbi Chia if Ivo is alive. Now, what was our previous daf discussing? Our previous daf had discussed what's the Lashon Nekiyah, right? So he said Ivo in regards to Ivo whether he's alive. So, notice again the Lashon Nekiyah. Amalei Ima Kayemes. So he says you should ask whether mother is alive. Amalei Ima Kayemes. He asks, is your mother alive? Amalei Aiva Kayem. You should ask whether Aiva is alive. Amalei Lashamis. So he understood. He didn't want to say that both of his parents, who happened to be Rabbi Chia's brother and sister, one from the father, one from the mother, had passed away. So he said to Shamish, now this is halachos and avelos. There's a shmur rechayka. What happens if there's a shmur rechayka? That has halachos. So Amalei Shamish, he said to his Shamish, chalotz li min oli, take off my shoes, v'hoylech keili acharai lebeis hamerchatz, and take my clothing to the beis hamerchatz. Shema mina atlas, we learn from here three things. Shema mina, avel aser b'nilas ha-sandal, he needs to take off his shoes. Ushma mina shmur rechayka ein neheges el yoyim echad, because he was still going to the beis hamerchatz. So we see that it's not noeg an extended period of time. If it's after 30 days after a p'tirah, by the way, this is halacha l'maisa, after 30 days after a p'tirah, if a person hears about, they don't sit shiva. The brisker rav Zatzal, when he heard Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, when he passed away, so the Brisker Rav heard about it at Shmuel Rechayka. So he took off his shoes, he sat on the steps, and that was it. And then he got up. Those days, they often didn't hear about a Ptira as a Shmuel Kroiva. It was after 30 days. Shmuel Rechayka in Hegsel Yamechad. Dovi asks, how is he able to go to the base of Mechad? So the answer is a Lashma Mino. Ushma Mino, Mikzas Hayom Kekula. And the final chiddush is that when it comes to Avelis, Mixas Ayim Kekula, you know, this happens every time in Avelis, Halacha L'maisa. The seventh day, if you've ever noticed, in Avelis, the seventh day, they don't sit the full 7 days. The seventh day, they'll just sit in the morning after davening, and then they get up. Okay, so what do we see from here? The reason why the Gemara mentioned this is he didn't want to say that Ivo had passed away, his father, nor his mother. Ahu da'amar doni dini. Now, if you remember in yesterday's daf also, we also said that sometimes even the way a person speaks, you could see something about them that they didn't even realize that they were showing. So we see this again in today's daf. Ahu da'amar doni dani. There was someone who always, whenever there was a disagreement, he said, let's go to a din Torah. Never tried to work it out. He always said, right away, let's go to a din Torah. So Amri shma mina midon kasi. You see from here that this guy is from Shevet Don. Dichsiv Don yodinai mai ke'echad shiftei Yisrael. Period. Ahu David ka'azel v'amer ikif yoma asisa birasa. Someone who always wanted to go to the water. They saw he was from Zvulun. I was so excited about telling about the Talmidim continuing past Erevin, so I forgot to do what I almost always do, and that is summarize the whole daf beforehand. So now we're going to summarize the whole daf. The Gemara is going to go on to analyze a little bit more whether or means Urta or it means Nagi. The Gemara then is going to discuss... No, we're still going to continue with it. And then the Gemara is going to discuss the halachas of maskir and socher when someone rents out a house, who's chayiv in terms of bedika. That's going to take us through to Amud Beis. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the nemanus of an isha and an eved to say that a house was baduk. That's what we're going to discuss in Dalet Amud Beis. Then we're going to continue about more halachas of maskir and socher. And that's going to take us to one of the most important Dapim in Maseches Pesachim, and that is, they're going to take us to halachos about the halachos of Arvei Pesachim, about the requirement of Sreifa, when that starts, and so on and so forth. Let's begin by the two dots, about 10 lines in. Vahashta, the Kaimalong, the Kuleyama, or Urtu. And now that we proved on yesterday's daf that or means night, Michti, Bainli Rabbi Yehuda, Bainli Rabbi Meir, Chamot, Sein, Asr, Elam, Mishay, Shos, Lamal. Now we want to know if that's so. So then when should the Bedika be done? The Bedika then should be done at the night or during the day? So the Chura one should say that during the day. Both according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Chamot, Sein, Asr, Elam, Mishay, Shos, Lamal. So Menachem points out that we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda later on Yud Aleph on the Beis, that how far we're going to be machmir in regards to chametz on Erev Pesach. Now, that's a separate machlokes, whether what time we're going to be machmir on. But Lekulei Alma doesn't begin at night. And if it doesn't begin at night, so therefore, why do Bedikas chametz? Excellent. Why do Bedikas chametz at night? So therefore, we should do the bedika when? On the sixth hour. And if you're going to answer, is reason makdim la mitzvah. We know that there is a rule we learned in the Daf Yomi on Shabbos in the Kuf Lamitz, that we learn is reason makdim la mitzvah from Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. If we're going to say that we learn from there, so then Nivdok mitzah for the chesiv yom hashmini imo besar loso, that we see when it comes to mila, which we learn out zrizim akdim in the mitzvah. When does the zrizim akdim start? It starts in the morning. So to hear v'tanya kol yom kula kosh lemila el zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs. Shneim av yashkim avram baboyker question mark. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answered, b'shosh mnei adam mitzuyim b'bayotayim. The reason we do bedika on the night is because that's the time that people are found in their houses. V'or aner yofel bedika, and the light of the candle is nice for the bedika. What does it mean, nice? Good picture. It's good for the New York Times. That's what it means. No, that's not what it means. Or the Yated Ne'eman. No, it's not. It's not. It's not what. But rather, it helps you, as Yosef was saying, it helps you in the Bedikas Chametz. Amar Abaye Hilka Chai Tzuvah Me'Rabbanan. Therefore, those Tzuvah Rabbanan, how old do you have to be a Tzuvah Me'Rabbanan? I think anybody who comes like you to sit and learn also could qualify as Tzuvah Me'Rabbanan. Chai Tzuvah Me'Rabbanan. Loi Liftach Be'idnei Be'urte. So you shouldn't make the Daf Yomi Shir at night. Tetzleisar Denegi Arbeser. He shouldn't begin the Bedikas Chametz at night. He shouldn't, start learning at night before Bedikas Chametz. Dilma Mishka Leishmaitzei Va'oslim Nuyem Mitzvah. Unless the Shmaitz is going to drag him and he's going to hold him back from the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara now continues with the halachos of Maskir and Socher in regards to Bedikas Chametz. Bo'imi name Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. They asked a shaila from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir Ba'is Lechavera Ba'bo Osar. Somebody rents out his apartment to his friend on the 14th. Al mi livdoik, who has the chiyuv of bedika? So let's take this apart for 1 second. We can't learn bi'yun, unfortunately, but for 1 second, it's already the 14th. So at the moment that the chiyuv of bedika started, we saw that the first moment at night the chiyuv of bedika kicks in. So at the moment the 14th kicked in, it still belonged to the landlord. Then he rents it out an hour or two in. So who's the chiyuv bedika on? Right? On the one hand, the chiyuv should be on the masker because it was his chametz. In the end, at the time of Isser, whose reshus is it going to be? It's going to be in the seicher. So that's the Gemara Shai, the question mark. Tashmak, come here, I'll bring you a proof. The chiyuv of mezuzah is on the seicher. So too over here, the chiyuv of bedika should be on the seicher, the one who rented. Says Gemara, no. Hasam hu ha'amar Rav Mesharshia mezuzah chayves hadar hi. It's a very, very important rule for you to know. The chiyuv of mezuzah is a chayves hadar. It's not a chayves mamon. If you have a house, you have an empty house, there isn't a chiyuv of mezuzah. The chiyuv of mezuzah is when you have someone living in the house. So hachamai, but he, so there it's a chayves hadar. So there, clearly, it's on the one who's renting. But here, what did the halacha be? Amalu Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tanina. We learned Hamasker Bais Lechaver Imat Shalei Masalayim Avteches Chal Arba Asar. If, as Yoni pointed out, the keys were given over to the Seicher before the 14th, so then, excuse me, if the keys were given over after the 14th, after the start of 14th, ala maskir livdok, then the chiyuv is on the maskir. V'imishim maslam avtechas chal arba asar, that was Yoni's case, and if he had given over the keys before the 14th had started, ala seicher livdok, then it's on the seicher. But if the maskir still had it by the moment that the 14th came in, then it's going to be chayiv. And we suggested beforehand that the reason for that would be what? Because at the moment the 14th comes in, at the moment the 14th is, there's a chiyuv, and Yoni adds, it's his chametz, the Gemara had also mentioned earlier as well. The Gemara continues 7 lines from bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Bo mi nemer Rav Nachman Yitzchak. They asked another shaila of Nachman Yitzchak. Hamasker bayis lechaveir bar bo asar. If somebody rents out his house to his friend on the 14th, cheskasei baduk oy ein cheskasei baduk. So I rent to you the house 10 o'clock in the morning on Erev Pesach. Is there a chazaka that I did the bedika or not? So again, you could call it two different ways. On the one hand, I had a chiyuv bedika on the night of the 14th. On the other hand, I wasn't planning to be in there on Pesach. Maybe already a cheshbon that I wanted to rent it out. So do we say cheskas or baduk or ein cheskas baduk? L'may nafkamin asks the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't like to just ask philosophical questions. The Gemara wants to know halacha. Halacha. There's a lot of iyun in halacha, but the Gemara wants to know halacha. So the Gemara says, l'may nafkamin ala halacha. L'shayle. Just ask the guy, did you do the bedikah or not? Delay salei la'ishu. He wasn't there. He did a rental over the phone, over the computer. So lezalei la'ishu. You can't ask him. Slatruche la'haymai. So what's the halacha in regards to? Do you need to now be matriach and do the bedikah? Amalu Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tinitua. We learned. Now this is going to take the Gemara a little bit of time to understand exactly what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's raya is, but we learned a very, very important rule. Hakol me'amonim al bir chametz. You believe everybody to say that the thing is the house, the car, and so on is baduk, and that there is bir chametz, that the chametz has been destroyed. Afilu nashim, even if there's women. Afilu avodim, afilu kitanim. Everybody is believed. Nashim avodim kitanim as well. My time mehemne. What's the reason that we believe them? Stam, to believe a katan, normally does a katan have an emanus? In general, a katan doesn't have an emanus. But what's the pshat over here? La mishom de chazchasai baduk. There must be, because there's a chazaka that it would be checked. In other words, that anyhow, your house on Erev Pesach has a chazaka that it's baduk. Why? De kasavar, because he holds hakol chaverim em etzel bedikas chametz, because he holds that everybody has a din chaver vis-a-vis bedikas chametz. Of course, all the talmidim who learned by Yosef's father of Bernstein's Zroim, they all know what's the reference over here, hakol chaverim. What's the reference?
It's not Amar. Everyone
A chaver has a din of chazaka. She's not motzi mitachas yado. A davar mekulko, disanya. That's what you guys learned in Zroim. Chaver shemeis v'niach megura malea peres. If you have a chaver that died and he leaves over a drawer full of fruits, afilu heim b'nei yoimin, even if it was just there for one day. Harei heim b'cheskes misukanim, that a chaver has a chazaka that he's not motzi mitachas yodoi, udavar mekulko. So to hear, it's not a pshat that there's an emonus in a katan. In general, does a katan have an emonus? Absolutely not. So what? How could it be that it's the nemonis for beer? Because in general you have a cheskase baduk, because the chaver has a cheskase baduk, and memeila, his son, the katan, is going to be nemon. That's now the Gemara's understanding. Menachem has a question. Menachem's mechaving to Taisus' kasha. Taisus asks, "Indeed, Rav Lasko, la misham du cheskase baduk, tema maisal kedai gadi cheskase baduk, imkein matzarech la amira dahani klal." Then why do you need the amira of the katan and the Isha altogether, right? If it's a Varta Cheskas Baduk, so what do you need the Amir and the Katan? Oh, those are the best questions. The best questions are, when you learn Taisis, because Tam, you read Taisis, you're supposed to read Taisis, Yeshiva Ketana, they tell you to read Taisis. No, you read Gemara well, and you're mechaving to Taisis as Kasha. Very good. Excellent. Mimai says Gemara, Dil Mashani Hachem Yishum De Kamri Hani. No, maybe it's not because of Cheskas Baduk, but rather it's only because they said it. If they would have said it, then it wouldn't have said it, wouldn't have been anything. Says the Gemara, Atu Amira Dahani Midi Mishashi Isbe. Is the Amira of any significance? The Amira doesn't have any significance. Right, we said a katan normally is not Neman. Elamai de Cheskos Baduk. What does it mean to Cheskos Baduk? Hai hakol Nemanim kol abotim Cheskos Bodkin bar Basim Iboile. If the Shiloh over here was whether they're Bedukin or not, thank you, whether it's Bedukin or not, then it shouldn't say Hakol Nemonim. It should say, like we have, look back, it's two lines from the bottom. It should say Hakol Becheskes Baduk. So the word over here seems to be that's Nemonus. Elamai, Mishum Da Amira Dahani. It sounds like only because they said it. Haloy Amri Hani, lie. But if they didn't say it at all, then it would be nothing. So the fact that you need, however you explain the nemonis of a katan and an isha, normally a katan's not nemon, isha sometimes yes, sometimes no, but a katan's normally not nemon. So however you're going to explain that halacha, it's clear that there isn't a cheskas baduk, right? That's only a nemonis, Yosef says, well, it's only a nemonis and not cheskas baduk. Answers the Gemara, loy lo'olamei melecha cheskas baduk. No, you could say that really there isn't an emanus, there's a cheskas baduk. V'hacha b'mayaskinon d'muchzik lon d'loy badak. There was a chazaka that it wasn't badak. In other words, normally you have something that there's a cheskas baduk. But what happens if it's an abandoned building and there's no reason to believe that anybody's been living there? And once upon a time people were machnas by chametz, so that's a cheskas ain't a baduk. The Ka'amri Hani and these Nashim Avodim Ktanim say, but Kinu, that we checked it. Mao the same Alolim Ninu Rabbana, and I might have thought that we shouldn't believe them. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush here is, Kimu the Bidikas Chametz Mid Rabbana, who? Since Bidikas Chametz Mid Rabbana, there's a very, very, very important line. Dovi's looking at my old Gemara. I should have underlined, which has a lot of underlines. I should have underlined this line as well. So now in your new Gemaras, underline it. D'midaraisa bebitol ba'alma sagile min ha'tayra. All you have to do is what? Is do bitol. However, since, and why? Let's just explain why. Because once you do bitol, it's not yours. You're not going to be over ba'al yirah ba'al yimatzeh. In fact, in halacha from the daily daf on daf beis, we asked, then why do you even have to do bedikah altogether, right? You're not going to be over. Oh, so Menachem gives Taisus his answer. Shema yava la'achla, good. So the midiraisa b'dita ba'al masagile. Himnu rabbonon b'dirabbonon. So the whole chiyuva bedikah is daraisa chevro d'rabbonon. Scream out. It's d'rabbonon. Beautiful. It's only d'rabbonon. So then, since it's d'rabbonon, so hey mamru, they are mechadesh, the noshim avodim k'tanim are going to be believed when it comes to bedikah. With us, Eitan? Weiter. Two dots. Iboilu. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiro is somebody who rents out his house to his friend. Bechezkas baduk. He said, don't worry, I have a mahadrin hashkacha. Yeah, the maskir says, I'm fine. And he comes to the house. Umatza she'ena baduk. Turns out he wasn't telling the truth. Unfortunately, it happens. Unfortunately, the people look very religious who are not so religious. They might be religious in the hashkacha that they eat and so on, but they're not so religious in being honest. Unfortunately, it's a problem. Just like the other way around. There's some people who are honest. They're religious in the way they speak, and they're not religious in other parts. To Avodas Hashem is with the Ramach Evarim and the Shasa Gidim. So he promised him that it was Becheskas Baduk. It turns out it was Ena Baduk. Yes, Menachem. So now, if the renter now needs to spend money, he's got to hire a cleaning company and so on and so forth. Could very well be also it's close to Pesach. So mi havik kemekach tois olah. Is it a mekach tos? You could say you sold it to me on the assumption that it was Baduk, and turns out it wasn't. Tashma dom Rabai loy mi bai beaser delo yov igro Baduk. Not only in a place where people do not pay someone else to do the bedikah, that he could say, oh, I'm giving you a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah, you get to do bedikah. Elafil ba'asur diyav igra badcha denicha leilinish lekiyum mitzvah b'mimayna. People want to be mekayim mitzvah with their own money. It could be nowadays people are more lazy than in time of Chazal, but the right approach was nicha leilinish av mitzvah b'mimayna, and therefore not a mekachtos. Excellent. A few more lines. Tanan Hasam. Now these lines are very, very, very important. We begin a very important analysis in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the base. Rabbi Meir Omer, Oichlin Kol Chamesh V'Sarfin B'Tchila Shesh. Rabbi Meir says you can eat in the fifth hour of Erev Pesach and you have to burn already in the beginning of the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you can't eat in the fifth hour. Oichlin Kol Arba V'Toylin Kol Chamesh. You got to wait the whole fifth hour. V'Sarfin B'Tchila Shesh. And then you have to, and then burn it in the beginning of the sixth.
Right.
The kula alma mia chametz mishesh osel ma'ila aser minolan. How do we know that everybody holds it from 6 hours for sure aser? So here the Gemara gives us the makar. This is the makar for the halachas of erev Pesach yom bezman hazeh. Seven lines from the bottom on Dalet Amar Abayis. Amar Abayi Trei Kroy Ksiv, the two psukim. It's almost like a stira. On the one hand, Ksiv, Shivas Yom Sar Lo Yimatsu Atechem, that there's only Yisra Chametz for 7 days. Uksiv, but it also says, Ach Bayoim Arishayin Tashbi Sarmi Batechem, that only on the first day you're supposed to destroy. Only, be careful on the first day, destroy. Wait a second. How could that possibly be? Mamaner Shach. They just said, the Torah already said all 7 days. Haketzad, l'rabbois arbaos or l'biur. It's coming to be marbe, it's coming to include the 14th, when it says, ach b'yom rishon, which the Gemara is going to flesh out more later on. Ach b'yom rishon means to tell you not the first of Pesach, but rather the ach is coming to be mamayi to tell you on Erev Pesach. Bezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, okay. Four lines from the bottom on Dalet Amid.